Hello everyone, and welcome to the last off mic of the year. Sally and I have just returned from the Peace Centre in Greenville, where we saw the Holiday something. What was it
Holiday
called?
At Peace. That's what it was called, because it's called the Peace Centre.
Oh, I see. It's a play on words.
Yes, I thought that for a while. I thought I don't really understand it, but then I realised.
But it's like pop classics, wasn't it, of the of Christmas season?
Yeah, it was really lovely.
It was great, wasn't it? We had a Broadway singing artist. I've forgotten her name. Rachel Wood. She was very good.
York.
Rachel York. She was very good.
Close.
Rachel Wood's from England, or is
it? I don't know. Anyway.
Rachel York. Very good.
She was really good.
Very good.
She was really good at the end when she did those imitations of all the different singers.
Brilliant. Anyway, it was all very good and we had a great time. And we're returning now to do our final podcast of the year, kind of to say goodbye to 2016.
Yeah.
Hello to 2017.
Nearly here.
And giving a few pointers for the new year.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. I've got lots of exciting things happening on my daily devotion as we start going through the Acts of the Apostles, which I really love. And we're going to be in the new year going from around about Acts chapter 9. So we're going to pick up the life of Paul.
Oh, nice.
It's brilliant. And we'll go all the way through to the book of Revelation next year. So I think everybody
A small rush through to Acts of
Revelation. Well, I mean, it's 365 days. I mean, you know, it'll take a year to get through to Revelation, but it'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Looking forward to that. And we're going to do an off-mic podcast 2-3 times a month.
Yeah, we thought, I just basically thought that I should get in on this act. I thought, I thought podcast, this sounds like fun.
Well, you want to get in on a good thing, clearly.
Clearly I do,
yes.
That's
it. Well, I'll see whether I'll let you in every time. I'm not sure that
I agree. I think you'll have to give me special permission to join
you. Dispensation.
Oh, that's right. That's the posh
I'll get the
word.
Production team to check on you.
To check.
Make sure that you've got the right content.
See if I'm up to standard.
Yes, that's it. That's exactly right. So we're coming to the end of a brilliant year, really, aren't we?
It's been great. We've moved house.
Moved again.
Next door. Long way.
We did a quick survey with our children. We have three children. They're all married. And we added up all the different moves that we as a whole family and then each individual couple had done since the beginning.
Yeah.
And when we added them all up, it came to 126.
And then we added four more.
Yeah.
Because
we've got four more coming up right now.
Well, Sam and Taylor moved.
Yep.
Libby and Gavin moved.
Yes.
We moved. Yes. And Becky and Phil have been moving early in the new year.
Yes.
So it's all go.
So I'm hoping we don't do it as often. I mean, I realise that it's family on mission and that means it's all very apostolic and movemental. But honestly, I think we probably ought to slow down a bit now.
Well, and Becky says that she's never going to move out of this house again.
No.
That's it.
No.
She's going to stay in that one for 30 years. I'm slightly less convinced about the Culmers.
Yeah, I don't think the Culmers will stay there for 30 years. And I'm not sure that we'll be here 30 years.
No, I don't think we will either. Anyway. No.
Anyway.
So it's been a good year.
It's been a great year. We've seen amazing things. I've had a brilliant time in my pilot huddles looking at this new content on awakening and on working with leaders who really want to see movement start within their own ministry. So they're kind of making the transition from mission to movement in the same way that we've helped leaders, both women and men, make the transition from ministry to mission. So the idea of being a kind of ministry to mission is obviously outward looking. And then going from mission to movement means that it becomes sustainable, scalable, not only lightweight and low maintenance, but movemental in its form. And honestly, we're really beginning to see it. I mean, it's amazing, some of the stuff. So we've got a full lot of huddles for next year.
And have you got
plenty
any space?
To do.
Have you got any space in any new ones? That's the question. Because I probably have new...
I really don't think I have, to be honest.
No.
I mean, we might squeak one or two in here and
there.
I'm not sure I can.
I think I can probably fit one in.
One huddle or one person?
No, one huddle.
Yeah.
One family on mission
A family on mission huddle.
women who want
you
to...
You mostly focus on women, don't you?
Yeah, I only... I mean, occasionally you let me...
Yeah, the occasional
do,
guy.
Do your... There, yeah. No, occasionally you let well, me yeah. do your huddles.
Yeah, and they're great. They're all the, my huddlees love them, but... Tuesday and Wednesdays are big huddle days. We probably do, I don't know, 8 hours of huddles. Or I do, anyway, on those days. And
and I make lots of cups of tea.
Lots of cups of tea and lots of snackettes through the day. And, I mean, it's you know, we take some breaks through the day, but it probably starts at 9 in the morning, finishes at about 9 at night, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, with all the...
But it's been really good.
It's been amazing. Honestly, it's been more than anything I could have imagined. So we've had all of those going on. Next year, we'll begin to see various different things going on. I'm going to be working with the 3DM team here in the States to help them rebuild their learning community process, which I'm tremendously excited about. And lots of other nascent movements right across America and actually Latin America as well. There's some, and Australia, funnily enough. Yeah. So anyway, lots of fun things happening. Outside of Tuesday
Quick
and Wednesday,
tour around the world, Dad.
Outside of Tuesday and Wednesday, I've got PhDs to do and writing and all kinds of other stuff. You've got all kinds of things going on as well, haven't you? I mean, you've got your little speaking ministry developing.
I've got my little speaking ministry developing, yes. And I'm actually going to be doing some speaking in Vancouver, in a church in Vancouver.
You are, yes.
I'll be speaking on a Sunday morning while you're speaking at another campus
yes,
on a Sunday morning.
Yes, that'll be fun, actually.
So that'll be exciting.
I think I
and
might
yes,
get a couple of days skiing in as well.
I think you that? Might, Whistler. And then I'm also going to be, hopefully, I'm beginning to plan a couple of retreats for next year.
Great.
To do those.
Mostly, again, for women?
Yes, all for women.
All for women.
No, the yes. speaking isn't all for women.
No, of course not, no.
But the retreats are for women.
It's going to be the reverse of the Life of Brian, isn't it? You're going to have men sneaking in drag. There are no men here, are there? No. Yes, it's
Nobody
going to be like
get
that.
That reference,
no,
but never
they,
mind.
They might. Some of them will do.
Anyway, so yes, I'm going to do that. And I really like this time of year. The reason I like it is, one, because it's Christmas.
Christmas.
I love Christmas. I yes. get very excited. It's yes. my namesake. Jolly, jolly, jolly. I love Christmas.
Yes.
And I love the new year because it's a new start. And I like
yeah.
I like new starts,
Wonderful.
Change, new things. And then we move on to my birthday. So it's a win-win.
And it's your birthday on January the 11th.
Yeah, it is well remembered, Mike.
Very good, yeah. So I think we're just back from Latvia.
We are just
and
back
just
from
on our way to Canada.
Yes, this is
so
true.
So just a little intermission there in the middle
but
for
we'll
your birthday.
We'll be at home for my birthday with the
at
family.
At home with the family.
It'll be very jolly.
It will be nice, yes.
So, one of the things that I've been doing with all my huddles
yes.
is getting them to reflect back on the year.
Yes, good thing to
and
do.
And say what they are thankful for.
Yes.
And then to look forward and say what they're hope filled for.
Right.
So it's a sort of a practice. And
it's
then,
like a learning circle.
Oh, it
when
is.
You start
it's, oh,
with
yeah.
observation and reflection. And then eventually
Michael,
you get...
don't even stop.
Okay, all right.
Stop. Stop now.
All right, I'm stopped.
And then I always pray for a word for the year.
You do. But when you say word, I think it's important that people understand that it's not just like one word. A word is a word of prophecy. It's a shortened sentence. I often... listen to people who've not been familiar with the kind of whole prophetic thing and listen to the Lord
yeah,
and all
yeah.
that. And then they think, well, what word am I going to get? Pyjamas? Mandarin oranges? I mean...
Yeah,
well,
they're very festive, those two.
They are, actually. But that's obviously because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But it's not a word. It's a...
No, it's a word. It's an encompassing word. It's
yes.
It's
something that the Lord is speaking directly to you.
Yes.
That has scriptural precedent and that is borne out by the witness of others.
Yeah.
Gosh, I ought to be a teacher of the word.
It actually sounds like you know what you're talking about there. Do
on.
You want to know what my word, my whole encompassing thing for this year is?
No.
All right then.
No, go on.
Shan't tell
on.
You.
No,
I'm
no,
not
go
telling
on.
You.
No, come on.
No,
don't be. No, don't fold your arms like that. No, tell me what it is now.
It is joy, which I'm...
So it's just one word?
Well, no.
After all that... It's only one word.
No, it isn't. No, it's about, you know, it's about choosing joy, seeing joy, bringing joy,
lovely,
finding joy.
Yes.
So it's more than one word. I think that's about 10 words.
It is.
And I think it's about the joy that comes from being certain of the word that you previously heard from the Lord.
Love it.
And that's marvelous. Really, really heard from the Lord at, sort of towards the end of this year.
Yeah.
And it brought me great joy having walked through the valley and not really been certain of that type of word for a while. Mm-hmm. And so when I was thinking about this, the scripture reference, because that's what we were talking about, you were saying it can be a scripture reference, is Psalm 16, verse 11, which is, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." And that just speaks life to me.
Yeah, it's a good word. Funnily enough, it is a quote of Peter on the day of Pentecost, quoting David. So he speaks about the day of Pentecost, speaks about the Holy Spirit coming, and then he speaks about David, and then he quotes David. So the Holy Spirit is the one bringing the joy, which I think is marvellous.
Which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
And I really feel like it's... I like happy things and joyful things, but it's not that type. It's like a deep, lasting joy. And on days when I don't feel joyful, I believe that the Lord will show me where the joy is.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
I think I mean, really. We'll see.
Mine is all around awakening still, and I think it's mostly because I'm focusing on leaders here in America. And America so often kind of refers to the dreams of people. I've even heard Christian leaders quite often actually refer to God's dream for them, you know, God's dream for others. And of course, there's the famous speech by Dr. King, "I Have a Dream." The idea of dream is a hugely important kind of image here in America. I think it's Clotaire Rapaille in the culture code says that the code of American culture is the dream.
But what
I was going to say was, I felt like the Lord said to me, to fulfill a dream, you have to wake up.
Yeah, you do.
And so I think that the reason that awakening is so important for America, rather than revival, I mean, revival and awakening are pretty much the same thing, as far as I can tell. The reason that the word awakening is used for revival in the history of revival here in America, is that for Americans to fulfill the dream that God has put in their heart, they have to wake up. And so that's really what I've been thinking about, praying about, reflecting on, talking about. I really think that God wants to wake up American leaders so the dream that's in their heart can be fulfilled. And that's basically what I'm going to spend time doing
in 2017 and onwards.
With the huddles and with the seminars and all the other things that we'll be doing throughout the year. So
sounds
I'm looking
amazing.
Forward to that. Yeah, so good, yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, so
do you remember when our kids were smaller and we used to reflect back on the year? And we used to write it down, what the prayers and faith-filled hopes were for the year ahead, so that each of them then could see
What
God had done. And I think it's really important to look back and to remember God's faithfulness and to say, okay, he was faithful during all that time, and then you have more hope and more faith for the future because it's based. And I think that it's a bit like... And I think it teaches your children to reflect back and remember God's goodness, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that I've heard of other people doing, which is to put, every time God answers a prayer, is to put it in a jar, a big, big jar.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going to answer a lot of prayers. So a big jar, every time, and get the children to put them in jars. Yeah. And then on New Year's Eve...
Yeah.
Open them up.
What a brilliant
and
idea.
Just look at them all and say, look what he did about that, and look what he did, and how, you know, he did this and he did that, and there was a miracle here, and there was
wonderful
all sorts of things. And so,
and it's a concrete way, isn't it? It's a concrete way of counting your blessings, literally. Very good. Well, next year then we'll be back with Off Mic fairly regularly.
Yep.
We will be...
New website.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I've got a new website.
You have?
So Discipling Culture is going to be migrated into a new website called michaeljamesbreen.com.
And new photos.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean all that. But I mean, it's going to have new content and a much easier way to navigate through all of the blogs and yeah. stuff like that. Because
podcasts, blogs, devotionals, everything is all going to be on the one site.
Yes, and we get podcasts on iTunes, which will be a whole revelation, won't it?
Yeah. I think there are.
And maybe revolution, who knows?
I think there are a few of your things on iTunes anyways, but they'll all be together.
Collate them.
We'll collate, what a great word.
We'll collate them.
We'll collate all your content, darling.
Collating my content?
Yes.
My dear. I'm not sure we're allowed to do that on the radio.
I think we are.
Oh, are we? Mm. Speaking with a rather royal accent there.
It's having watched The Crown.
It is, actually. Isn't it brilliant?
Oh, it's amazing. Ooh. I know. It's
How
just,
good it, is that?
When's the next one coming out?
I don't know, but honestly, I was completely gripped by the whole thing. I mean, Her Majesty was the most amazing young woman, wasn't she?
We binge-watched it, didn't we?
I know, but she's just...
It was just so good. It was just so good.
I loved her.
And she's wonderful.
Yeah,
she still is wonderful.
I love her. I love her. I love listening to her Christmas speech.
I know, coming up soon.
And another great movie that we saw recently was Manchester by the Sea, which I thought was going to be about football.
And, which is how I got Mike to go and see it.
Because I forewent, which is, I think, the past of to forego. I forewent watching Star Wars.
And I
went
know,
to this thing and
I
thought,
I know.
Blimey, what have I come to? And it was absolutely brilliant.
It was incredible.
I don't know the name of any of the actors. I mean, it's one of those ones where
it was
you,
a bit bleak. It was,
it was
it's
bleak,
slightly bleak. It's
but
not.
It
it's
was
not...
utterly brilliant.
Oh,
the
I loved
acting.
It. It's my type of movie.
I mean, honestly. You know, you
despair. There was a bit of despair.
A little despair. But the thing is that it's based in, I think, probably Maryland or something like
no,
that.
No, it's Maryland. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, you're right, yeah. Not far from Boston. And it was just
oh, incredible.
Brilliant.
If you can go and see it, the
it
acting
brilliant.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays the son...
Oh. I mean, the whole thing is just brilliant.
Everything.
I've never
Amazing.
Seen any of the actors. It's brilliant. So
really, really good.
Manchester by the Sea was great.
Manchester by
I
the
loved
Sea.
It, yeah. Anyway, all of that kind of led me to think about George the Sixth, which, of course...
Of course.
...one always does. and yeah. just... He was the king, of course, in that great story and movie, The King's Speech, with the stutter and,
yeah.
you know, wonderful
yeah.
man. And of course, Her Majesty's father. So, so I was just thinking about him and the famous speech that he did, and I thought I would quote from that famous poem that he quotes in his speech for the new year, which popularly is called "The Gate of the Year," and it's by Minnie Louise Haskins, and is actually called "God Knows," and maybe just to finish off. Our podcast today, I'll read this. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be better than light and safer than a known way." So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me toward the hills and the breaking of the day in the lone east. I can hardly read it.
Oh, Mike, do you need me to read it for you?
I've finished it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to take over.
Anyway, let's pray.
Yes.
Lord, thanks for a great year.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that even though we don't know what's coming in the new year, Lord, we know that we walk with you.
Yes.
We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we pray for our dear friends that you'd bless them and keep them and make your face to shine on them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.